Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. So, okay. From the title, obviously, you know, I'm going to be talking about Tell Me Your Secrets, a new Amazon Prime show that I binged, like, the first, what, like, 3 or 4 episodes, and then the weekend was over, and then I have yet to go back. And I have not finished it, so, what is that, not warning, what is that, beware, fair warning, no, what is that, oh, there's a saying that's like, caution, no, I can't think of it. Anyways, but I'm only going to be talking about, the 5th episode, because that's the one that I watched today, but I will reference the beginning episodes, so I think there are, like, 10, maybe, episodes, yeah, there's 10 episodes, so I'm about halfway, so if you haven't started it, again, and you want to, and you don't want spoilers, go watch it, then come back. If you've watched it, I only will be talking about half of the show, so let's get into it. So again, it's a new show, just came out this year. It, like, all dropped at once, which I don't know if I've ever really watched, like, an Amazon Prime show, like, something that's exclusively on there. I know I've watched, like, their movies and their originals, but I don't think I've watched the show. So when I first saw the commercial to this, I was like, Lily Rabe, yes, love it. Amy Brenneman, hello. I was like, I'm gonna watch it. And then next thing you know, it was out. And all 10 episodes had dropped. So this came out not even that long ago. It premiered February 19th. So, oh wow, the weekend I legit started it. yeah, because this weekend I watched it. I think it was last weekend. Yeah. Okay. So, wow, I thought I was like somehow a week behind or something. I don't know. Okay. So, yeah, just dropped. And there's only one season, obvi. And basically the quick summary of this is there are three characters, each with their own troubling backstory, and they're pushed to the edge as the truth about their past and motives becomes murkier. Now, my first off reason why I like even wanted to watch the show is because it had Lily. Love her. I'm a fan of hers from American Horror Story. And I have seen a couple of her other movies, so I like her. I was like, cool, we're gonna watch this. And then, of course, it has Amy Brenneman and then Hamish Linklater, who I love from the New Adventures of Old Christine. Hilarious. But you know what? As I watch every freaking episode, I'm like, okay, maybe I don't like him in this character. He's creepy. He's a little sus, I'm not gonna lie. So far from what I have, I think the three main characters are Emma, who is Lily. Lily plays Emma, obvi. She's, like, basically the main character. Then we have, Amy plays, her character is Mary. And then Hamish's character is named John. And then we have, Enrique Marciano, who plays Pete. So these are kind of like the big characters as far as I can tell right now. And then like the, I guess who is ever attached to Emma's character is kind of, right now he's not important. He's like a part of like the main storyline, but he's not like a big character right now. Okay, so, oh, it's kind of hard. Like, I know I'm talking about the one episode, but I also need to give a little backstory because it's like, how will you know? Wait, I'm only on, okay, for some reason I thought I was further than what I was, but I guess not. Okay, okay, so, okay, I need to get it together. So we have Lily, her character is named Emma. Right off the bat, she was, like, in jail because she was part of this guy, like, kidnapping and killing these women. She says she has nothing to do with it, but there's some secret, and it's, like, killing her. within these first couple episodes thus far. Mary is the mother of one of the daughters who was kidnapped and killed. Or at least she thinks she's still alive. She thinks there's still hope to find her daughter. But it's been so long, you know, we can only assume that the daughter is deceased. Then, John's character, he is like an ex, like, I don't think he murdered anybody, I can't remember, but he's like an ex, like, abuser or like rapist or something. And, comes into contact to Mary's foundation, which is like helping families find their children. And he's like, I've changed, I want to help. I want to give you insider on what it's like to think like one of these people who, you know, hurt others and kidnap and stuff. And she's like, no, thank you. But she ends up hiring him on the low to help find Emma's character. Emma's real name in the show is Karen, which is so funny with the whole like thing that is nowadays, like, oh, you're such a Karen, blah, blah, blah. So her real name is Karen, but she's in witness protection, and her name is now Emma. So she's in this new town, she's trying to have a clean start, but, like, right off the bat, she, like, somehow makes a friend with a young girl. And it's like, okay, what? Then, like, a few days later, or however long, the little girl's missing. She has what we think is a hallucination, that the girl is dead. I truly think she is dead, but Pete, who is her psychiatrist slash the one who has helped her get in witness protection program, he's like, I'll look into it, but I think you just made it up, because when he went back to the place where Emma so-called found the dead young girl, it was like a bird, like a, not a swan, but like a big like water bird. And she's like, I know I couldn't have made it up, I saw her dead, blah blah blah. So she's also kind of low-key investigating the psychiatrist. And she ends up coming to find out that where this young girl was staying was a foster home. The psychiatrist was also there. Like, she found his picture on the wall. And in the middle of all this, too, she has also befriended one of the town's cop. So she's friendly with him. She's like, hey, can you mind running a background on my landlord? Supposedly. She can't obviously tell him the truth because she's trying to have a fresh start. And he does, finds out that he used to work at the foster home where the girl was. And Emma confronts him and she's like, you know, you used to work there. Why weren't you going to tell me that? And why do you have sealed files? And the guy's like, you can run your own background on me. He's like, I work for the FBI, for the federal government. He goes, so I can clearly do my job because they've turned every stone and blah, blah, blah. But she still wants to know what's in these files. And I'm like, okay, like, so do all the week. But it also would, I think, would make sense. Like, if obviously if he worked for the federal government, that, like, things would be sealed and, like, his time there would be, like, hush, hush. But I, like, his character has also become sus. At first, I really thought he was, like, not, like, a side character, but, like, a back burner character where he's, like, there and, like, truly trying to help her and, you know, have her progress and like process stuff. But honestly, I think he's kind of crazy. And after this last episode, the real killer, his name is Parker. He was boyfriend and girlfriend. He's boyfriend to Emma. That's how she got involved, all of this is how she got in trouble, blah blah blah. In like some get together, he has said that Parker said that there is worse out there, or there's still someone worse out there, or something like that. And that was played near the end of the episode, and I truly now think that it's Pete, the psychiatrist. Like, I feel like he is secretly a killer. I feel like maybe he had part, well, he couldn't have had part in Parker because they didn't know each other, or like so far they haven't made any connection to him and Parker nor Emma. But I think on the low, he's kind of like his own crazy self, because he is currently, Pete has, I think it's a girlfriend, pretty sure it's a girlfriend. Well, he's a psychiatrist, obviously, and the girl used to be his patient, and now they're a couple. So it's like, is he using like his patient's vulnerability, like trying to get with them? Like, what's happening? He also, I think, has her phone bugged or something, because his girlfriend now goes to another psychiatrist, therapist, And she's like, he doesn't know I'm coming to see you. And, you know, I just think, I can't remember what else she says, but, you know, she's like in therapy talking, and then it shows him like at their home listening as the conversation is going, or I guess what was recorded. I don't know. So he like has her bug. So it's like really weird that even though he's kind of like obsessing over Emma and like trying to making sure that she stays, you know, in Widner's protection plan program, he's like so in like keeping tabs with his girlfriend. Like, that's kind of scary, because you would think that he's like almost distancing himself from the girlfriend, but he's like just as, you know, up in her business as he is with Emma. So the psychiatrist is raising red flags. He's definitely becoming a really suspicious character, as is John, the one hired to help find Emma / Karen. Because, you know, he's like an ex, we're gonna call him madman. He's an ex madman. And so he's using his old skills almost of being like charming and manipulative to find information to hunt down where Emma has gone in witness protection program. Well, within this last episode, he has somehow hunted down her last foster mom, because Emma was in foster care. That's kind of like why she, how she got really involved with Parker, the murderer. He has hunted her down and is trying to like sweet talk her. Well, the old lady has dementia, so it doesn't really work, but the lady like knows that he's a wolf, because she's like, get the wolf out of here, get the wolf. And so she knows, but he's also still trying to sweet talk her, but I think she played him, I don't know. So okay, that's like kind of a little background story. I hope you're able to keep up, because there's like tiny little pieces that like I kind of have to give you for you to kind of understand this episode, for me to be able to talk about and make any sense. So anyways, okay, so this episode, I don't even know what it was called. I should probably look into that. Anyways, so we start off with having a flashback between the first time that Emma / Karen is having her meeting with the psychiatrist, and he's like, you know, if you work with me, I can help you get in the witness protection program. If not, you're going to have to spend your 7 years here in jail. Well, she's like, I'm not going to say a thing. I don't remember anything. I'm innocent, blah, blah, blah. Well, then, like, her first night there, like, first day, she ends up getting the beat out of her. She ends up getting beat up. And dead ass is like, all right, I'll talk. And so she ends up telling him that, oh, I remember this one chick, and like just a little reference, which I think is what helped her get into witness protection. It's just like that one girl. Okay, yeah, so this is the fourth episode. The fourth episode was called I Don't Know You. The tiny summary that this gives is that Emma in free fall, at her growing distrust of Pete, this is where I was telling you that she is now investigating him more, and like where he'd come from and like what exactly he was doing at the foster home of that young girl. When she learns that he owns the cabin that she lives in, that she decamps to the storm shelter. What? When she learns he owns the cabin, she decamps, oh, to the storm shelter, where she discovers eerie mementos that make her feel unsafe. A violent encounter drives her to reach out to Esther and discover her death. Grief-stricken, she lies to Rose and flees the town. John and Mary's conflict of interest over Esther is devastating consequences. Okay. So, yeah. So, at one point, I don't know where she's doing. She's, like, kind of under the house in this room. And she finds, like, check marks. Like, tally marks. And it's, like, a lot. Like, probably, like, 50 or 60. Like, people had been held there for days. So, that's what made her feel uneasy. And she had already had the locks changed. And that's when she had found out that this cabin that was supposedly what she thought was under, like, witness protection, like, legit house. No, it ends up being his. And that's when he's like, yeah, well, I used to live here. And this used to be mine. But I'm trying to help you. Which is, like, what? Okay. The other part is the Esther, it's the her old foster mom, that's the old lady with dementia, that somehow, you know, they're trying to, like, crack where, to tell people where Emma is. And, Mary, obviously the other mom, gets in the middle and there's consequences. So let me get into it. Yeah, so she's beat up, and then that's when she's like, all right, I'll go into witness protection program and tell you everything that I can remember, etc. Again, psychiatrist, my literal note from this, it says psychiatrist is shady as fuck. Because even in his background, he's all like really trying to like coerce and like, I don't know, not blackmail her, but he's like, you know, you have to go into witness protection program. You need to help me, because if not, you know, you're not gonna survive or something. I don't know, it's like weird. So after she finds the tally marks under the house, that's when she starts in the house, she starts rummaging through the closets, the drawers, she's looking at everything like from a new POV. And so in one of the drawers, she discovers this old folded up hidden picture, because it was like way under in the back of a drawer. Well, lo and behold, it is none other than the young girl that she, at the moment, thinks she hallucinated seeing murdered with the psychiatrist. Okay? And he looks like he does now. Like, he looks like the older man that he is at the time. Not this 20-year-old that he so-called said that of age that he told Emma that at the time. Like, that's when he worked there. Was that, like, 20 years old? No. He looks like kind of how he does now. Okay, now the story that everyone is saying about this young girl is that, oh, she went to live with another foster parent, or she went to go to another foster house or something like that, and she just, like, left. But the little boy who shared a room with her, or I guess, like, whoever else was in the foster home with her, he's like, no, like, she wouldn't just say goodbye, or she wouldn't just leave and not say goodbye to me. And Emma, of course, feels weird about it, too, which is why she's investigating and doing all this stuff. So, yeah, so this picture is really weird. It's like, how is he gonna say that he was there, not, you know, at the early age of a foster home, and he hasn't really said anything about knowing this young girl. So it's like, what's the connection here? I have a feeling maybe he did something. My next note says, oh shit, Lily and the cop. Because like I said, she's now befriended this cop, and he's like telling her, she's telling him, I just need to know what I'm, you know, up against with my landlord. And he's like, you know, you can trust me. And the next, you know, they start making out and almost do it. But then she gets like really aggressive and upset because she has a flashback from Parker, her ex-man. And then they walk out, and that was it. So nothing really happens. And then at the very beginning, when she, Emma, arrives at this town, this is how she sort of ends up becoming friends with the young girl who she's hallucinated, or like has seen her dead. She like is out eating, and these three girls are bullying the other young girl, and Emma saves the single one getting bullied, and in saving her, she ends up punching one of the girls and like I think breaks her nose or something. Well, she ends up later and end up becoming friends with the girl that she punched in the nose. That girl has like a lot going on at home. Like, her mom is like some big person in town. It's a really small town, and her mom like locks her in her bedroom and like always needs to know where she is, and you know, she has to be perfect. So, like, this girl is, like, not about her home life or her mom or anything. And so she has now become attached to Emma, too. And so this next note is, like, how the heck does Lily attract these young girls? This young girl is now named Rose, the one who got punched in the nose. Which I do believe I said in the summary of this episode. Yeah, Rose and flees the town. Yes, yes, yes. Because in this episode, the girl ends up leaving the foster home. She was there doing some dance lessons, and she sees Emma leaving from when she was asking questions about the other young girl. And, you know, they're, like, out riding on a bike or whatever, and then Emma's like, you have to go home, Rose. You have to go. And, like, pushes her away. It's, like, really weird. There's, like, low-key, like, I don't know how to explain it, because, like, Lily is, they don't really say her character, and this girl's, like, young, like, maybe 15 or 16, and I don't really know what the dynamic is between these young girls. It's, like, either she sees them as, like, sisterly and wanting to save them, or, like, there's some, like, pedophilia going on? I don't know. I don't think so, because in the clips that we've seen with the ex-boyfriend, like, murdering, she's nothing there but, like, loving them. I mean, she, like, helped kidnap one, but she is not there being, like, weird about it. She's almost, like, looking after them as, like, a little sister or, like, her child. I don't know. It's, like, really weird. I still don't understand what's happening exactly with her and her, like, relationship to all the girls that were murdered. But I know at the beginning, her psychiatrist told her, remember, don't stay away from all from young girls. It's, like, weird. So, anyways, and then I have the John is so weird, because he's, like, emotionally attached, but then also, like, detached. He's kind of scary and creepy. In the previous episode, this video from Parker talking about, like, who he murdered and didn't murder is leaked. And Mary, she's the one who uploaded it to the internet, feels bad. She's having that backlash and feeling the consequences in this episode. So she lies and she's like, I'm gonna go be away from a few days. Won't be in contact. I'm gonna go to the spa. Blah, blah, blah. Lies. She ends up meeting up with John, the guy she hired to find Emma. And they end up going to Esther, which is the foster mom of Emma. I think they're, like, in Minnesota or, I don't know, Nevada, something like that. So she's now with John. And she's, like, very persistent. Like, let's go to the old folks center. Like, let's get in this, blah, blah, blah. So she's kind of getting in his way and in the way he's working. And he doesn't like it. And he even tells her, like, hey, I need you to step aside, let me handle it, because the story that I'm trying to get her to believe, it doesn't make sense with three people, it can only be us, blah, blah, blah. Well, she doesn't fucking listen, and she ends up returning to the old folks' home in, like, middle of the night, and she tells Esther, like, hey, I'm Mary, you have to tell me where Emma is, like, it's okay that you love her, but you need to help, and tell me where she is so that I can find out, because she was, you know, involved in all these murders. And well, the old lady is, like, super persistent. She's like, no, you're never gonna get her. That's why she's in hiding, because she's staying away from wolves like you. And you're never gonna, like, make me tell. Well, the old lady is, like, making, like, this, like, almost, like, low-key, like, yelling sound. I don't know. And Mary is like, shut up, be quiet. Well, she ends up suffocating this old lady. She smothers her with her pillow. My mind went, psh, because this is a woman who has lost her daughter. You know, she is in denial about her daughter being dead. That's totally fine, whatever. But she is someone who is suffering from, like, a kidnapping and, like, the big potential of her daughter having been murdered. And she sat here and smothered this old lady with, like, no remorse. Okay, and we, the audience, only find out because John, the hired guy, ended up putting this frame in the old lady's room, I guess to, like, monitor the calls and to, like, pick up on any, like, tea and info that is, like, spilled out loud. So he saw when he played back the little video camera feed that Mary had visited the old lady and they were talking, and then when she's, like, you know, holding her hand to her mouth and then grabs the pillow and, like, kills her. And it's like, what? And he's, like, shook for a moment, and then, like, he composes himself and closes the laptop like nothing. Like, oh, just, all right, that happened. But the old lady dies, because at 1.2, the old lady's like, she would never come home unless I'm dead, until I have my last breath, blah, blah, blah. So basically killed her to get Emma to come back home and break witness protection and, you know, have Mary catch her. So that was, I literally wrote in all caps, she killed old lady. She killed Esther. It was very unexpected, especially because, like, again, she's a parent who's lost a child. She has this foundation, and she killed this old lady with no remorse, because we see her walk out of the room, like, not even crying, not even, like, freaked out or, like, anything. She's like, okay, I have to go now. Literally takes the pillow away from her face, sets it back, sets the lady up like she'd, like, died in her sleep, and then walks out like nothing. Like, excuse me? So, we have a low-key murderer now, and there's tape. So that, I feel like John won't hold it against her. Like, he's not gonna blackmail her with it, because, like, he's involved and, like, the involvement of, like, why they were trying to get information. I mean, like, he could sort of get in trouble for that, having the camera in there, but I don't really think that he could use it against her. But again, he is an ex-madman, even though he's so-called, like, good now. I don't know. Things could change. This is only 4 episodes in. I still have a long way to go. But I really wanted to talk about this show because it just came out, and no idea where it's going. Like, there's a lot of, like, you know, theories right now. Like, I definitely do think Emma had something to do with all these, like, murders that happened, because the guy literally kidnapped them and smashed their skull with a hammer to where, like, they were only able to be recognized by DNA. And I definitely feel like we see one instance where she is holding one of the girls that they kidnapped. So I definitely feel like if she didn't even help, I feel like she had to help with at least, like, half of the girls, or, like, obviously more than one. She claims that she didn't know what's going on, what the guy was doing, but I definitely feel like he knew think she knows what was going up. And so she's not as innocent, because even the old lady in the old folks center, Esther, knew that she had this dark secret that was, like, killing her, because she ends up calling her at the old folks center and she's like, do you need your secret safe with me, is what she says. So yeah, definitely think she had, like, a hand in these murders. Did not expect this twist about the mom, Mary, killing this old lady. So I don't know, which is really funny because John says, hey, it looks like you have a lot of rage in you, which is, like, honestly, yeah, she could, like, pop off any second, and she sure did on this old lady. She said, Esther, you on out, girl, I'll take you out right now. I definitely feel like John right now, he's, like, helping and trying to be a good guy, but I feel like with him using all of his bad skills, I feel like he's gonna turn and something bad's gonna happen there. Another part of the end of this episode was that Rose and Emma end up fleeing, supposedly. I don't know where she's going, but the little girl's going with her, supposedly. She's like, let me go get money, I'm gonna run away. And that's kind of where their storyline ends at the moment of this episode. So yeah, I feel like the cop's good, and she may be able to trust the cop later on. The psychiatrist, really sus. I feel like he has something to do with this other, the hallucinated death of that young girl. I definitely feel like something is up with him, because he's just weird with his girlfriend. He's really weird with Emma and, like, trying to control her. And the photo that was found was really weird. Yeah, there's a lot going on right now. Different little storylines. I think the main one is Emma, obvi, and her being the murderer. But there's definitely Mary, and then the psychiatrist, Pete, his storyline. So we shall see as the rest of it unfolds. I have 6 more episodes to get into. But so far, so good. Liz is very different from what I've seen with Lily. And obviously Amy, too, because I know her from Private Practice. And she had, oh god, like a crazy-ass storyline in there, too. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you check this out. I hope you guys like it. And I will see you guys next week.